Hey, you guys, and we're definitely back for season two of the Empower Her podcast with Chrississippi. Sorry that it is a little late, but I promise you're definitely going to enjoy this conversation with Miss Rondalyn. So hope you are sitting down, listening, and of all ears, because this is definitely a great episode.
Season two of the Empower Her podcast with Chrississippi. I have a special guest on for episode one, and I would like for her to first introduce herself before we get started into this nice interview.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rondalyn. I'm the proud owner of Rondy's Glam Shop and Rondy's Styling Service. I am 25 years old, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Glad to have you on today's episode. So, of course, you talked about your boutique and your styling services. So, of course, because everybody's probably going to want to know, how did all of this get started? What's your story?
So, basically, about 2 years ago, I had like a dream, and it was like, you're going to open a business one day, but I didn't know exactly what. I just knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know, exactly what. So I started thinking of stuff, and then I was leaning more towards like cosmetics and lip glosses, and I just couldn't really get it together. It was just a lot. So I was like, okay, let me go back to the drawing board. So I'm like a woman of prayer and faith. So God like woke me up one morning, like 3:34 in the morning, and let me know, let's go ahead and do an accessories boutique, and then, eventually go into fashion. So he gave me my name, Rondy's Glam Shop. So I wrote it down and started researching, and just took some time to just put everything together, and I launched May 2020, and I started my glam shop. So, and then in November, I launched styling services, which is just working with different people to create a perfect look for their event of choice, whether it's your birthday, anniversary, date night, your wedding, anything. If you just need help, even just putting a necklace with your dress and you don't know where to look, I will help you. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, listeners, y'all hear that, especially if you're in the Nashville area. Do you do virtual services?
I do. I do. I'm just, because, the pandemic and everything, I was like, everything's going to be more so virtual. So if anybody wants to book with me or just need help with any, as far as like styling, I do have my services virtually too. Yeah.
Okay. Which we'll talk more about how to reach out to her at the end of the episode. So y'all please stay on, so that y'all can get that information so that you can book with her online or even in person or however you would like. She has some really nice pieces, and she also styles well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, of course, you had mentioned it earlier. You basically wrote it down and made it plain to the Lord. So, and, a lot of times we're also inspired. So who inspired you to actually go into business, this fashion, kind of all-in-one fashion experience?
I would say my family. And I say that because my family is filled with a lot of entrepreneurs and strong women. My brother, he's an entrepreneur. He has a great lawn care business. My grandfather, he owned a produce market, him and his cousin. And then I have like some other family members, like my cousin Tanya, she owns an amazing nail salon. So just a lot of strong women and just family and just having that push for more. Yeah. And I have like a few friends that are entrepreneurs as well. And in the whole journey of entrepreneurship is hard. It's not easy at all. So, so I have a few friends that were like pushing me, and then my sister-in-law, she actually owns her own business too. She's an amazing hairstylist. I talked to her one day and she was like, "You got this. Like, I see it in you." So, and then my mom, just having a good support system and being around like-minded individuals pushed me, but also it inspires me to be the best entrepreneur and person, woman that I can be. So I'm grateful.
Yes. And that's really good that you have, you know, just pretty much everybody in your circle, everybody in your networks that are in the field of entrepreneurship, because that does mean a lot. You can see it. You can feel it.
Yes.
You can.
And even if I had like questions or I just need to like vent, I got people in my corner that I can trust. A lot of people, I prayed way before I got into business, like, "Lord, anybody that's negative or toxic, anything, go ahead and take them out the way. Because where I'm trying to go, I don't need to deal with none of that." So I was blessed to kind of, you know, be able to weed out the ones that weren't needed to be in the next, you know, journey. So.
Correct, correct. Yeah, because everything is a season. Yes. So I think that's the main thing. And a lot of people kind of fail to understand or just realize that everything has a season.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I also have like a cousin, an older cousin. He really like pushes me and keeps me really grounded and really just, he actually has a couple of podcasts himself and a clothing line, him and his wife. And he, anytime I have like a big question or just needing some advice, I go to him and I'm like, "Hey, I'm kind of dealing with this. Can you?" And he's like, "This is what you need to do. Just, you know, keep going." So, yeah. But you have to have that support.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. You have to. You cannot do it by yourself. I know some people try. They say they can, but
I see a lot of like the whole self-made, I got it out the mud by myself. And I'm just like, you really don't though. Because it's somebody that's going to like help you, or somebody that you talk to, or it's somebody that usually like helps you kind of get to where you're supposed to be.
Correct, correct. You didn't just wake up and say, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to open this business. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And I don't need nobody."
Because, I mean, this business, you meet a lot of people. You interact with a lot of people. You have to network. You have to put yourself out there. And you can't just do that by yourself. Or you won't last long. That's just my opinion. But, you know.
Yeah, you gotta have at least somebody you can either learn from, somebody that can learn from you, and then somebody that can grow. Because, I mean, y'all all can't, you know, you just can't do it by yourself. Even if it's just talking to somebody for a few minutes at a time and like, okay, I learned, you know, how to do X, Y, and Z from this person. Or I, you know, attended this event and I learned, I learned this and other.
Right.
Either way it go, even if you didn't directly talk to somebody about your business or whatever, you still learn just from attending events or watching seminars, just talking to people, casual conversation.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So, it seems like you, and of course, kind of goes back to the planning and everything. You did say you kind of, it blossomed within, like, a year. You're like 4 or so months from a year. So, did you ever imagine yourself going into fashion, or was it kind of like this? And of course, you said you like fashion and stuff. You know, good number of people love dressing up, but they never build the courage.
Right. I would say very much destined to be. Like, I remember being a little girl, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and my dad had bought me and my brother like these boom boxes, not the old school, not the new ones, the ones that you could record the audio tapes and everything. And I just remember he bought us the big boom boxes, and the large headphones, the little walkie-talkie headphones. And I was just like sit on the floor, like well, more so lay out on the floor, listen to music. And I would just create outfit ideas in my head. And I loved it. And one thing I can say, like I ended up going to Austin Peay State University and getting my degree in healthcare, but fashion never left. I just needed to step out on faith and stop being fearful and actually get to it and have a, you know, actually have like a plan in place. And when the time came, it just, everything just aligned. It just, I'm not going to say came out perfectly because there's always some trial and error and things. But when it was time to launch, it was just time to launch. And so, like I said, fashion never left me. And then as far as like styling wise, I did a photo shoot with some of my closest friends. And I went back to turn on their music all the way up. And I created all their outfits in my head. What I envisioned, like, I looked at all their pictures, the body types, and really just started creating. I was like, you know what? If I can style them and style some other people, let me go ahead and launch the styling services, you know, as well. Because it's all about feeling confident. And if I can just empower, you know, help somebody get more confident and boost their self-esteem, that's what it's about.
So. Exactly. In which I'm gonna actually ask you about something you had just mentioned about just stepping out on faith. Because a lot of times people say that, you know, and I guess it's to actually be in the moment of seeing that faith, seeing what that stepping out looked like. Could you describe what yours was like per se? Of course, you started the business. And of course, you realize from experience of working with your friends in a photo shoot. But could you kind of explain, like, what that means, I guess, for you?
You mean, like, stepping out on faith and just seeing it? To me, I would have to say that moment, I've had a few moments where I'm like, okay, because my sister-in-law had gave me this, it was like a journal notebook. It was like the title of his dreams and something else on there. It's a pink one. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was having to flip through the notebook. I was looking for my EIN number because I wrote it down in it. And I was just flipping through the notebook and I was seeing how everything that I prayed about came to pass in 2020. Everything with my business came to pass. I went through a photo shoot with my friends, made it happen. I wanted to have over 70 orders in my first year. It happened. Everything that I wrote down and prayed about and just was kind of more so fearful about and just, you know, just kind of like, okay, I'm a business owner and I don't know how this is going to work out. And because you always hear about people kind of say your first year is your worst year because you have to learn so much. So I just prayed about it, wrote it down. It just, you know, of course, you know, with the man above, you kind of have to be obedient and do the work. But I just got to see like everything that I wanted to happen my first year. Well, my first year happened. And just seeing how like I love getting on Instagram and I see comments or I get messages from women like, hey, do you have this in stock? And just seeing because a lot of times when we become entrepreneurs, yeah, we have all these ideas, but anxiety is real. Depression is real. And just that second guessing yourself. And so a lot of times I had to like come back and say, okay, like, no, go ahead and do this, go ahead and do that. So just be willing to step out there and just be willing to, you know, meet people. Like a lot of people, I got a lot of customers from out of state. I have a lot of customers in Nashville too. But when I see like, when I see them notifications come across my phone that this person has bought this, or I got a new customer, it just makes me so happy and it makes me just get emotional because I'm like, dang, I just had a dream and an idea and to see it manifest, you know, how it has, it just makes me emotional and the support of it.
And that's like, that's the thing. I think people, how can I say this? When it comes to entrepreneurship, I think a lot of people think it's just supposed to be this big, elaborate thing. And, you know, you come up with these ideas and you do all this stuff, but it's a lot. It takes a lot. It's good times and it's bad times.
Oh,
yeah. It's also times to learn. Yes. So I think that's kind of the thing that I'm kind of trying to pull for the listeners to hear, is that it's not always this just big thing. Like, even in the first year, like you said, you know, sometimes the first year is one of those turbulent years. It kind of makes or breaks the situation. Some people realize maybe they walk into business with the idea of they want to go into one particular genre or to sell one particular product, only to realize that might not be where they're supposed to be.
Exactly. Like, I first started off with just accessories and eyelashes. I was like, I'm going to do eyelashes. You know, it's quick. Everybody love eyelashes. And I realized, no, you need to kind of tailor this a little bit more, you know, to something more so. Like, I love accessories. I love earrings. I love bracelets. Mm-hmm. But I stopped selling lashes because I realized I don't really wear lashes like that. I have glasses, and I can't wear the 25mm and the 35 inches. Well, not 35 inches, but the bigger, you know, lashes. And for those that wear them, that's cool. You know, there's a market for that, but that's not my market anymore. And being an entrepreneur, people have to, because I think sometimes on social media, it's glamorized as being an entrepreneur is just the best thing. And no. It's wonderful if you're called to do it and you're passionate about it, but it's days when you don't get sales. It's days where, you know, people aren't really looking at your store, and that's the days where you have to say, okay, let me figure out, you know, let me work on inventory, and let me work on getting a promotional flyer. Let me just, you know, work on some in-house stuff. So it's not as pretty as people make it seem.
Correct. Correct. It's not the glitz and glam.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Especially packaging orders.
Yes. You can't help but to tell people, you know, I guess they, and also too, social media, the purpose of it is really to showcase the best parts of your life.
Yes.
So now some people are very transparent, but even them are transparent to an extent. So it's kind of like, you know, people see one side.
Yeah, they see the good side. But I remember when I first opened, and like I said, I had a lot of family support and a lot of my friends supported. So I had quite a few amount of orders. And I remember packaging that first order, and I was like, okay, this is about to be a process. Because I had the shipping scale, I had the weight of stuff. And it was just like, okay, you could do this. So I sat down on the floor and I started putting stuff together. And then the next one and the next one, I was like, okay, this is the part they don't tell you about. So
correct. So of course I know we talked about great times and, you know, just being stepping out on faith, but mm-hmm. what about any downfalls or tribulations of in the process of owning your business, especially being that, you know, is we talked about like great things. I hope that the listeners are, you know, making notes and maybe aligning themselves. Maybe you might not be in the beauty or clothing industry, but just any industry that you're going into or any new avenue that you're going into. Could you kind of tell them about, like, maybe you don't have to disclose a lot of information, but just any, like, maybe small lessons that you've learned. I'm gonna word it that way. Because we're not gonna call it downfalls.
Right. I will say just the process of being a business owner. My hairstylist, who I'm very close with, she kind of put me up on game when I was just kind of forming the idea of it. And she was like, hey, this is what you got to pay this. You got to pay this. You got to turn around and pay this. And I know in Tennessee, in order to get a business license, is a more cheaper price. But when you decide to become an LLC and actually get the paperwork stuff done, it's a nice little hefty price. And I remember sitting at the computer screen, and I was like, okay, it don't get no realer than this. Either you gonna play around with this idea, or you gonna make it official. So when I paid my hefty price and submitted it, I knew that it was real. And that was just getting, and then I turned around, had to pay some more money for some other stuff. And it, I mean, it takes money to make money. So sometimes that could be a downfall, because sometimes people don't have the funds to really, you know, get their business off the ground.
True.
And I know also, I decided to launch my business on my birthday and had to kind of, when the pandemic, I mean, I didn't know the pandemic was started. I had started really working on my business prior to that. So to have a business, I went to launch on my birthday and I had to push my launch day back because of the pandemic and inventory not coming in. I had to kind of spend more money and then, you know, really just sit down and think, okay, when can I launch this? Because my inventory is not coming in because of the pandemic, and really just sitting down and saying, okay, what are we going to do? Where do we go from here? So.
Yeah, the pandemic, the start of the pandemic, I think a lot of people, especially with the inventory, their pieces and, or just the idea of selling, a lot of people thought, you know, they could, and nothing is wrong with this. Some people did do it. They took their the 1200, they opened a business.
Yep.
Now, whether or not their business are open now, that's still for a whole another day.
We're not going to talk about that today.
Yeah. But, you know, it started out as a great idea. Like, mm-hmm. this. But then, as time grew, maybe you spent a lot of money on inventory. And you thought it was going to get sold fairly quickly. You had to figure out creative ways of making it sell.
And see, that's the mm-hmm. thing with inventory that I had to learn kind of quickly, too. Because when I first started, I kind of wanted to get inventory that not really matched other people's boutique, but kind of similar. Just because I'm still learning, I'm still growing, still trying to figure out stuff. So when you start, you really don't know what's going to sell. You may think it's cute and your customers may think it's the ugliest thing in the world and they're not gonna buy it. So like you were saying, you gotta get creative and think, okay, let me go ahead and do a sale real quick. Let me go ahead and just mark this down, or let me go outside and take a picture with a cute outfit and really just market and sell the stuff. Cause I mean, there's times when you, like I said, you're not gonna get any sales. People will literally look. I remember getting on my website one day and it was over 40 people on there and I didn't even get a sale that day. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, let's go back to the drawing board and figure this out. So, mm-hmm. and you had to just kind of, you know, take it for what it is. Okay, you know, this is just part of it.
Correct. And then over time, I guess you'll figure out. And I'm not even gonna say I guess, because some people, if you put it out there and you kind of make it as calculated as possible. Mm-hmm. You can figure out your demographics. You can almost make your demographics. You just got to figure out how to make it work.
Yes. Yes. And adjust to whatever happens.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
You can have a plan and a whole scheme of things going on, but you know, you have to, when you do have moments like those, or when you do, you have to, okay, let me adjust this. Let me figure this stuff out. Because my target audience, I thought would be this, but it's actually this group over here. So I got to, you know, fix it for them.
Correct. You got to adapt. Yes. You definitely have to adapt. So I'm going to ask one more question before we go on our little break here. What is one thing you could have done differently?
I would probably say probably over ordering inventory in the beginning, because mm-hmm. I was trying to, like I said, kind of match other people and, you know, just try to stay. And I would, because I was trying to get as much stuff as I could, because I didn't want to be the girl with the boutique that only had 4 products. So yeah. I ordered a lot of inventory, which I probably would have probably sat down a little more and said, okay, I'm going to stick with these staple products. And once they completely sell out, then, you know, I'll restock and everything. But I ordered a lot because I would have estimated arrival times and stuff like the next week and it wouldn't come. So I was like, okay, let me see if I can order this and get it here quicker. So there was a lot of stuff coming in.
Yeah, and that could be costly.
Very costly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you got to make your money back. That's one thing I tell anybody. If you're going to spend this much, because I had to learn about, you know, far as pricing. I took a boutique class and the lady was teaching us about how to really, really like price your stuff. She was like, because y'all got to get paid too. Shipping, right. You got to pay for shipping. You got to pay for the stuff to get here. And then when it gets here, you got to ship it, or whoever, you know, postal service that you use to ship out your stuff. And then you got to recoup your money. Because what's the point of being in business if you ain't making no money?
Girl, and some people, they... I don't know. How can I say this? I've seen a lot of posts when it comes to shipping. This gonna fit, but, you know, hey, I'm gonna just say it.
Good. We having a good old conversation.
I've seen some people really get upset with shipping costs. To the point where they're like, okay, I'm not paying for it if it's shipping. And just kind of just throwing it out there to the people. The reason why we are charging shipping and some, and like bigger stores aren't charging for shipping is the very reason they're bigger stores.
Exactly. 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 Because, I mean, you have to, I work with Shopify. I have like a certain number that I use, but I mean, it's still a cost.
Yeah, it's still a cost associated. And a lot of times, yeah, you can get some things free shipping after you spend so much money. And that's really because you probably done made it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just kind of throwing it out there, not stepping on anybody's toes or anything, but just being frank and just upfront that the reason why there is a shipping costs because of that very reason.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a lot. Like, you have to really say, okay, let me mark this price. And then, you know, I mean, so I've seen a lot of people do, you know, they have like their specials and stuff, free shipping, and that's cool. That if that's what you choose to do, cool. But you just have to recoup your money, you know.
Correct.
And pay yourself back. A lot of people, they start worried about buying more and more product. Well, what are you giving back to yourself, though?
That is true.
No, because, I mean, of course you want nice things in your boutique, especially as your business starts to grow. You want to, you know, have more there, but you got to pay yourself back and start doing things to, you know, balance it out.
Correct. Correct. You got to make it make sense if you want to continue to be in business.
Oh, yeah. Yes, most definitely.
Well, I'm hoping that the guests have been enjoying this conversation. We're going to move on into a small commercial break and we will be back. So we are back. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that little small break and everything. So we're going to kind of go into the part two of this great interview, in which typically we talk about current events or something that's going on. But this time, and I always want to do out of respect of the new year, and I know everybody's trying to plan and put things in place and everything. So we're going to talk about business goals today. So did you ever make a vision board before, or have you ever made a vision board before? Let me correct it. Have you ever made one before?
And have you made a few vision boards just to kind of, this is how I want this year to look. This is what I'm thinking about. And this is, you know, something I want to achieve and things like that. So I have done some in the past. I didn't do one this year. Nothing against vision boards, but I don't know. We had a rough 2020. So for 2021, yes, I was just like, I remember, I mean, we can't really go out, but we can go out, but you got to just be mindful. And I just end up watching my church service virtually on YouTube. And I was just like, you know what? Whatever happens in 2021, I'm here for it. I just want, of course, an increase in everything that's going on in my life. But just whatever happens, I'm here for it. My pastor said that 2021 yes. was going to be the year of open doors. So I was like, okay, I'm going to roll with that. Last year was stability. This year is open doors. So we just going to roll with it and align with it and go forth. So did you make a vision board for this year? Okay.
Not yet. I normally make a little list. I didn't make a list this time. So, I think that's what I'm gonna work on. But yeah, I got so much going on. I'm like,
yeah.
But we'll
yeah,
see.
I already know.
It'll get done. It'll get done. But yeah, that's I think I'm with you in the past.
You know, just aligning and just really just I'm just eager to see how 2021 is gonna play out.
Yeah. Well, just how like of course everybody took a lot of losses, so I guess just see how we can rebuild from where we came from. I think that's really the thing. Kind of going back a little bit of what you were saying about the open doors.
You know, like I said, 2020 was rough. So for him to say the year of open doors and just, you know, just trying to keep that positive spirit for 2021, we just got to stick to it. So,
Yes. I think that's gonna be the best.
And just being optimistic about things because it's a new year.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that people don't look at everything that has happened as like a 100% loss. Because there's still some good that has that happened. Like, you know, like, for instance, you said you opened your business. Some people probably never thought about opening a business, but they saw they had a little money that they could spend, like we said earlier.
Exactly.
And they opened a
business. Exactly.
So I think, you know, it's just something to consider. That we lost some things, but we also gained some things. But like her... Well, like Cardi B said, what she say?
That's the first song on the album. She was letting y'all know, hey, you knock me down, I'm gonna get back up and swing.
Yeah.
Handily. Yeah.
Correct. So I think, you know, if people just kind of take that, maybe not everything she said is into consideration, but with that, just take that in and realize, like, you know, I mean, down 9 times, I'm gonna get up 10. We got knocked down a great deal of months last year, but at the same time, some people actually got back up.
And that's the mindset you gotta have.
It just seems like the minute,
Correct.
Okay, so all right. So I know you said you didn't do a vision board, but what is one of your business goals for this year?
Overall, just to remain being consistent. Like I said, for January, I really push getting at least one or two sales a day. And so far, it's been really good, but that's because I push myself and I'm, you know, pushing product and at least posting throughout the day. And people love visuals. They love seeing, and I also learned not to change the subject, but stock photos. People don't want to see no stock photos. They want to see you. They want to see people that look like them body, you know, body wise and things. And that's how, you know, and then we in the world of TikTok and Instagram reels. So people, so just thinking of ways to get them a little bit more creative and boost sales. And so far, since we're on the beginning of January, I've gotten a few sales every day.
That's good.
So I'm beasting that goal. So I'm just trying to remain consistent and, you know, of course, expand and grow and really just take the entrepreneurship world by storm.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that's really good. You're definitely right about those TikTok challenges. I guess it's just trying to stay abreast or trying to stay relevant kind of goes back to what we was talking about earlier with the audience. So you have to reach your audience.
Yes.
You know,
most definitely.
If your people, if you know your target audience is teenage girls or whatever, or girls that like makeup, you cannot be saying, I sell makeup, I don't wear it. Like, they don't go together.
Right. That's why, like, we were talking about earlier, like, I was selling eyelashes at first, and I was like, wait a minute, let's go ahead and kind of change this, because, I mean, I'll wear them, they, you know, add to your eye makeup and your makeup, but I wasn't wearing them on a regular basis.
Gotcha.
So I was like, let me change the stuff that I'm more, you know, passionate about. So, but yeah, it's, just as far as like with the styling services, just gaining more, you know, a bigger clientele because I just launched it, and it's a lot of stuff I'm still learning because everybody's style is different.
Right.
So
just
since it's more so on the newer side, just gaining more clients and learning their style and creating them a style, you know, portfolio, and just helping them to create the perfect look for their event, or whether just boosting their confidence up.
Yes, that is definitely the most important part, especially working mm-hmm. with people, working with yes. the public. One of the things I think that everybody should consider, and this is not a joke, some customer service classes.
I was just thinking we got to touch on customer service, because yes,
customer service and public speaking.
Oh yes. Yes, I had written that in my notes for the podcast today. I was like, public speaking. I actually, Clubhouse has helped me with my public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give credit to Clubhouse, because I mean, Clubhouse is not one of those, you know, you can just write out how you feel. No, you have to get on the platform and speak. And I've been able to be in some rooms that focus more on public speaking. It's just kind of killing that nerve, because some of us aren't, you know, we like to talk, but sometimes when you understand with a whole bunch of people, whether it's audio or, you know, whatever, you get a little nervous.
Uh-huh.
So just learning how to work with people, talk to people, and customer service, because I have heard horror stories about people in business and customers and just the whole nine. So I try to get the best customer service experience I can give to my customers.
Correct.
And because respect goes a long way, too. I don't want nobody talking to me crazy and, you know, acting a fool. So I try to, for my customers, whoever I deal with, try to get in the best experience possible and, you know, get in the respect they deserve. Because I would want the same thing in return.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things. Because if we want to be where the money resides, we got.
I just love that dude. I just love him.
If we want to be where the money resides, we definitely have to be able to give our 100%.
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes 100% is going back to the drawing board and learning how to talk to people. And so, yes. And it's not saying people don't know how to talk to folks. It's just, look, if you have bad days, maybe you do need to consider an assistant. You know, if you have way more bad days than good ones, but you feel you can do very well behind the scenes, maybe getting an assistant may help.
Okay. You know?
So that's just that. Seriously.
Yes.
That's just that. So what steps, because you said you've had a sale the entire month of January, you've been making some good sales and making some money, which mm-hmm. congratulations on that. What other steps have you taken to achieve those goals?
Really just paying attention to other people and more okay. of the, you know, bigger, like, because I'm more of a small business owner right now, so I've just been paying attention to the larger brands and like, how are they stepping out the box? How are they keeping their clientele? So I just been kind of like a sponge, just paying attention. Like I said, the thing with TikTok, Reels, promotions, the visuals, just really just kind of tapping into those and networking, because I am a business owner. You have to network. You know, you can't have shaky feet in business. You have to put your big girl panties on and really just get out here and make it happen.
Yes.
And not be afraid and not have shaky feet and just really just handle your business.
Correct.
And building those customer relationships. Like I heard somebody say one day, they were like, y'all need to start responding to them people that's in your comments, ask about your products. So a lot of times when I see people that comment on, you know, under pictures, I like literally, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, go to the website, or hey, this is out of stock right now. I'm in the process of restocking. Matter of fact, send me a DM and I will personally let you know when it's restocked. and just building those connections with people.
Yeah, because people do want to see, I mean, not everybody. I will say this. Some people, they contact you just really just see what you got going on. But there are really some people that really want to make money with you. So you do have to kind of go the extra mile. Even if they see it right there, you still have to tell them, because you have to consider that even written communication is still communication.
Exactly.
So it's just important to keep, you know, keep in contact. Okay, you ain't heard from somebody in a while. They said they want to buy something from you. Then, yeah, you hit them up, ask them, hey, are you still interested in that product? Because that's still a sale. We can't leave money on the table. So
you'd be surprised how much money people actually leave on the table. Like, you have to really, like, think outside the box and really just say, okay, like, let me go ahead and respond. Now, I know one thing about me. I don't have to, at that nighttime, after a certain, like, when I'm getting, you know, go to sleep and wind down, I won't respond. Like, I just respond, you know, the next morning or something, because I need time to go to sleep and, you know, like a regular business. Some business aren't open 24 hours. So, but most of the time, you send me a message or a comment or anything like that, I respond to you very quickly. So,
well, you know, I'm more so talking about them people who don't just respond at all. They see the post and they just like, oh, well, I ain't gonna respond back to them. I'm gonna just do what I do. Do-do-do. And I'm like, wait. Yeah, we, you know, just still try to keep in contact with these people.
Most definitely.
It's most still important. Or even at least say, hey, I do see your message. I will get back with you momentarily.
Yes. Yes. Some type of response just works. You know?
Yes. Then no response at all. That's kind of rude. Well, it is rude. It ain't kind of.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, that goes.
So is there anyone holding you accountable in order to achieve your goals? Or you just kind of keeping yourself balanced and together?
I kind of keep myself balanced and together. And like I said, I write in my journal, like, hey, this is the goal for, you know, January. But I was at like a couple of business friends, and we just kind of hold each other accountable and just push each other. Like, one of my friends, she actually launched a boutique, I think in 2019, kind of late 2019. And she's actually decided, like, take a break for a while and just kind of get her mental, you know, space together. And I had texted her the other day. I was like, hey, you know, you was called to do this. I understand you don't got your break going on, but just like you pushed me to launch mine, I need you to go ahead and come back, because we got a, you know, we got a goal. We got stuff that we trying to do together. So just come on back. So just that type of stuff like that. But a lot of times, people that I'm connected with, we just kind of hold each other, just push each other through the good and the bad. So,
gotcha. And that's really good. That's really, really good that you do have those accountability partners, because a lot of people, kind of goes back to what we was mentioning earlier about, you know, networking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Is that you do have to have people in your corner. You can't, girl, we ain't doing all this stuff by ourselves.
Yeah, because you would drive yourself crazy. Literally.
And the last one before we start wrapping things up is, what is a tool that you use to follow up to ensure that you met your goals?
I would have to say probably the Shopify, the business owner side of things, because it shows a breakdown of your customers, where they located, you know, how many people are on the website, how many referrals that you're getting. So I kind of keep myself accountable by going on the business side of Shopify and just kind of looking at all the data and all the analytics and just stuff, and just kind of measure up, like, okay, you need to kind of improve on this, and if you did this. And that's how I kind of keep myself accountable, because looking at that all day, every day, just kind of, you know, makes you want to do, you know, have greater results. So,
That's great. Because, you know, it's necessary, it's needed.
Yeah, or I sometimes look like, okay, I got this with people that's been on the website today, but the conversions of them checking out don't match, you know, and the people that's been on the site. So I'm like, okay, how do we fix? Because I've actually been on some people's pages, and it takes so long to check out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to do something else because it took me 5 minutes to figure out what a checkout was. So just trying to do all of that and make everything really, really just kind of simple. So the customer can see the product, move up, do this, do that, and make that conversion rate go up higher.
Okay. Well, I definitely wish you the best of luck with everything. And I hope by the end of this year that you made those goals.
Me too.
You planned them. It seemed like you kind of got it already a little figured out.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, everything works out for you and that those people that you're holding accountable and those that are holding you accountable, really both of you all work together.
Right. And I wish the same for you as well.
Thank you. Yeah. Girl, I got so much going on.
Yeah. I already know.
Just trying to make stuff work out and just do what I gotta do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think it's gonna be good for both of us and everybody, even those that are listening and we might not know what they got going on, but I'm hoping that everybody birth some amazing projects.
Yes.
You know, last year was a little tough.
Yep.
But like your pastor said, it's a year of doors opening and just rebirths and getting things together and trying to put stuff in place.
Yeah, just getting out there and just birthing it and opening the doors.
Yes, yes. So as we're wrapping this up, what is one token of advice that you would like to inform the listeners or something that you want them to do?
Just don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. If you have a gift or a talent, or if you feel as if you're ready to start a business, make sure that you do a lot of research and a lot of planning. And, you know, it's never the perfect time to launch a business. A lot of people will tell you that. It's never the right time. Like, it's nothing is going to be perfect. So you just have to do as much as you can, you know, and have everything in order legally and business-wise, and just go out there and just step out there and come out of your comfort zone and just birth the vision that you have for yourself.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Yeah, because if you just still just sitting on it, then you're going to see other people doing it, and you're going to be like, why I'm not out there doing it, or why I'm not this or that. So it's best to just go on, birth that thing, pray about it. Because if you prayed and really did what you needed to do, he's going to guide you.
Right.
It's no biggie on that. He going to guide you. So you just got to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Make it happen and he'll do the rest. You know, you got to do your part, of course. But as long as you're willing to step out of your comfort zone and align with what your vision is supposed to be and your purpose in your life, everything will work out.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that everybody enjoyed the episode. But first, before we officially get off, do you have any upcoming events or projects? I know you mentioned about some sales, so this is your moment to talk about your sales. And people that wanted to reach out to her or learn more about her business, this is the moment that we've been waiting for. Of course, you enjoyed the rest of it, but this is the most important part of how to reach out to her and to learn more about what sales that her boutique has.
Well, I do have a couple of vendor shows coming up. I have one, if you're in the Tennessee area, I have one January 31st. It's in Smyrna. And the flyer is on my all of my social media. And I actually have a virtual vendor show coming up. I think they're going to do a flyer for that too. And that's at the beginning of February. And I have a couple of styling opportunities coming up in the mix as well. So my calendar is looking a little bit fuller, and I'm grateful for that because, you know, that's just how it goes. And yeah, I just had a holiday sale, end of the year holiday sale. I'll probably have another sale coming up just to kind of balance inventory off, but that'll be close to the end of the month. And if anybody wants to get in contact with me, my website is rondysglamshop.com. And as far as Facebook and Instagram, it's Rondy's Glam Shop. And that's how you can find me on social media and my website. And my styling services is connected to my website and my social media as well. So, and I actually got like some booking information on my Instagram account. It's a little book now button. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, people, you heard that. And also, this information will be in the show notes for people to follow so that they're not like looking crazy trying to find out how to get in touch with Rondy.
Yes.
So, thank you for being on the podcast.
No problem.
Thank you. I think episode number one has been really great. I hope some people took a lot of this information in. And, you know, educate other people. Let other people know, you know, that even if you're not opening a business right now, you may have plans of doing something in the future. You might be sitting on a project mm-hmm. or something. You know, you just never know. And you don't know who it'll touch. So just listen to this episode, re-listen to it again, share it with your friends or whoever. And also just connect with Ms. Rhonda.
Yes. Because
she has a lot of information. Even though she's almost 1 year in the business, it seems like she knows a wealth of information. She has a really good circle. Maybe you need to get a part of that circle. So
yes, and I'm always willing to help too. Like, I know a lot of people, they are a little bit more closed off, but I'm always willing to help, and I'm always willing to connect and network with people as well. So,
yes,
basically, yes. My DMs are open.
Yes. There you go. So, people, you heard them. Her DMs are open, not for anybody.
Right.
Her DMs are open for connections and positive connections, of course.
Yes.
So, y'all reach out to her. You can learn about her. You can learn about her business. Learn how you guys can get connected. Maybe y'all can partner on some events. Do stuff together. Sound like she open to virtual and in-person mm-hmm. events. So you can get with her. Or maybe she can style you for something you got going on if you are already in the business and might take some photos or something. So definitely connect with her. Okay? All right. Well, as for me, the only thing I have going on this week, well, Sunday, I would have participated in a fashion show as a vendor. My boutique featured in a fashion show and a pop-up shop at the end of this month. So I'll post both the information in there for y'all to view and to follow up on. But other than that, other than this podcast season 2, starting back up, which I'm so excited about.
I'm excited for you. Yes.
Yes. Because I got some great women over here like yourself and many others. So. Y'all should just keep listening. Hope y'all enjoy. Just keep doing great work in your communities because it means a lot, mm-hmm. especially Black women and business owners. So hope y'all have a great Monday and see.